Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than 100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. That is getconversions.net. Today's guest is Kirsten Graham. Kirsten understands that time is the most valuable asset for business owners. That's why she helps them transition from being invisible to gaining visibility with the right audiences. Through strategic video marketing and podcast guesting, Kirsten empowers business owners to build authority and generate quality leads. Plus, with the support of a VA, business owners can free up their time to focus on growing their income. Kirsten, she's going to tell us that BizHaps, her BizHaps is about that time when she was overwhelmed trying to do everything herself. Now, Kirsten, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me here. My first experience with outsourcing was actually almost 17 years ago. And what happened was I had a friend and she started a marketing agency. And we did some market research and found out that a lot of business owners needed help with email marketing and blogging. This was back when Facebook first had fan pages. And her business ended up taking off really quickly. And I said to her, I've read about outsourcing overseas. Would you want to try that? And she said, okay, as long as you'll help me, as long as you'll do it with me. And we went on this journey of outsourcing. We've outsourced to six different countries. We've hired hundreds of virtual assistants for ourselves and our clients over the years. And we definitely learned a lot of lessons the hard way. And, this was before Zoom. It was before Skype. It was before WhatsApp. So we were really having email conversations and you're interviewing people that way. And it was just fascinating because, there's always two sides to every coin. So there were a few times where we were taken advantage of. For example, we had a guy who'd been with us for a couple of months and he had a sob story that he had an emergency and could we pay him early? And we did. And then we never saw him again, never heard from him again.
Oh my gosh.
So that was a lesson learned. But here's what I think is important. We didn't let that jade us because over the years we have still advanced some of our VA's money because we knew that they really needed the help. And but things have changed because now you have Zoom meetings and things like that. So even though some of your team is halfway around the world, you really do get to know them and care about them and feel, a part of their lives and they're a part of our lives. So we didn't want to let that one person taking advantage of us change how we choose to work with people. So that was one thing. But on the flip side of that, like we probably could have won, if there was an award for being the crappiest bosses ever, I'm sure we could have won those awards because we didn't always have systems and processes in place and we didn't always have a great onboarding process. And that was something, that we had to develop over time. And so whether that virtual assistant was helping to build websites back in the day or they were setting up LinkedIn accounts for people and posting on LinkedIn for them, we really had to create the structure so that we knew we were giving the virtual assistants enough information, giving them
Yes.
guidance, setting the parameters of what we wanted. And so we didn't do that in the beginning. We just didn't know to do that or how much of it was needed, so to speak. So that was our journey right into outsourcing, and it's still been a wild ride.
Yes, I love that you mentioned that you got the systems in place and about the award for being the worst boss because I've heard a lot of people not trusting to outsource and to do it overseas. Our team is in the Philippines and in Latin America, and they're amazing people and they are amazing high performers. But it certainly is easier when you have the right systems in place. I think that the people who have not trusted to hand off whatever tasks to someone overseas might have had bad experiences because there's a gap in the system.
There's several gaps. Well, the first is cultural differences. So there's different cultural differences between your team in the Philippines and Central America, right? Or South America. So it's different. And one of the things we focus on with our clients is teaching them about cultural differences. As we're training their virtual assistants, we also talk to that virtual assistant about cultural differences. And then having standard operating procedures that are very detailed, a really solid onboarding process, a really solid training process is what allows, you know, you to succeed consistently when it comes to outsourcing. And I've heard so many stories, you know, like you were saying, people have failed and they're afraid. You know, people who've said, you know, I hired someone and it took so much time to train them. I would rather just do everything myself. Or, you know, I would give my virtual assistant things to do and I would expect it to be done. And then it wasn't done. And when you dig a little deeper, well, how much instruction did you give them? How, you know, and they didn't give them a lot. You know, very much like we did a long time ago, Bad Boss of the Year award, right? So it's a two-way street. We have to step up. And I think the hard part is most business owners are not great at creating standard operating procedures. They don't know how to create an onboarding process. And why should they? Like, no one really taught us that. It's something we had to learn the hard way. But the success in having a team, whether they're, even if they're stateside, the success in being and having a team is the structure. Structure is everything.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I think that you're preaching here because I'm going to compare it to a house. You can't put the walls if you don't have the, you know, the foundation.
Yes, exactly. I think the other thing too is starting to build a house that is part of it's contemporary, part of it's modern, part of it's a, you know, half barn, right? People have this idea that you can hire a virtual assistant who can do everything. They want this magic unicorn person, this person who's great at video editing and graphic design, but they can also be your bookkeeper and they can take care of getting you booked on podcasts and they can take care of all your email management. You know, it's not like that. You want to hire someone for a specific job where it's using their unique abilities. So when we're helping our clients hire, obviously, you know, a marketing virtual assistant is very different than when we're hiring a bookkeeper and when we're hiring someone to, you know, get people booked as guests on podcasts. They're very different skill sets. The person who is doing the bookkeeping, you know, they're not always creative. They like numbers. That's their jam. They're great at it. They love, you know, being in different softwares and QuickBooks and all of that. Where someone who's really creative, they would pull their hair out if you asked them to do your books because it's not something they're great at. It's not something they love doing. So it's also about hiring the right person for the job. And I feel like that's where the magic happens. When I can delegate things to someone who gets to do what they're really good at, what they love doing, what's really their unique ability, they're happy coming to work and I'm happy coming to work because I don't have to do what I hate doing and they get to do what they love doing.
Yes, I love that you, everything that you said, I love it so much because also I don't think it's talked about enough. People talk about getting a VA and hiring and, but the details about, all right, yes, hire, if you want a graphic designer, hire someone creative. If you want someone to, yeah, keep your books, hire someone that's good with numbers, hire someone that will thrive in their zone of genius.
Yes. And then I think if you take it a step further, it's really hard to hire someone that has skills that you don't have. So for example, we do hire bookkeepers for our clients and I am not a bookkeeper. And I'm not skilled in QuickBooks or Zoho or, you know, any of the other bookkeeping softwares out there. I'm just not. I'm very good at interviewing and vetting people. So I do that part. And then my bookkeeper, who's also like our lead bookkeeper, she meets with me and we interview the person the second time. And that's when she's really asking them lots of questions about bookkeeping and different softwares. So she's testing their skills where I wouldn't really have the knowledge to test that. So it's really, really important to be able to hire people and to make sure you understand what their skill set really is. And I think that's where a lot of people get taken advantage of. You know, you build funnels. So for example, you know, if you don't know how to use a certain software really well, it's really hard to interview someone and quiz them on what they know about it or what they don't know about it. And you can end up bringing someone onto your team who talks a good game, but they're not competent or capable of doing the job you're hiring them for.
Yes. You know, that reminds me, the way that we do it is we don't completely hire someone like, okay, here's your contract and hired. Because yes, as you said, they might say that they're excellent at doing something, but maybe that's not the case. So what we do is that we hire them for 3 days. I'm gonna hire you for 3 days to do this job. And then after 3 days, we talk with them. And maybe we both are very happy together and it becomes a long-term relationship. Or maybe we're like, you know what? This
Right.
won't work, but like, here's your pay for these 3 days. Thank you, and let's be friends.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I think that's one of the reasons why when we're hiring for our clients, we hire for specific roles. Because again, we can't hire for everything. And I can't necessarily, for example, in our business, we hire bookkeeping virtual assistants, marketing virtual assistants, and virtual assistants who get the client booked on podcast or helps them get speaking gigs. So those are our three lanes, and we try to stay in those lanes. However, with my one-on-one clients, I do help them hire for things like medical record directors for law firms, accountants for CPA firms. So I have experience hiring, but what I have my client do is instead of hiring them for 3 days, we have set skill tests that we make them do. So once they pass the interview with me, they pass the interview with the client, then they have to go through a set of skills tests to make sure that they can do everything the way they were directed to do it. And we usually ask them to do it on their dime. So it's part of our interviewing process. And also sometimes personality tests, whether that's the DISC or the Colby, or one of those tests, can give a lot of information about how the person works and how they'll fit into your team.
That's great. So, Kirsten, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Sure. They can always find me at sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com, and that's S-I-X figurebusinesscoaching.com. And if they're interested in video marketing and outsourcing, I have a free guide for your audience. It's called Double Your Income with a Marketing VA, and they can get that at Outsourcing for Bosses. Again, outsourcingforbosses.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much to our guest Kirsten for coming and sharing
You.
her story about that time when she was overwhelmed trying to do everything herself, so many hats, and then found the outsourcing magic.
It is
You
magic.
can learn more about that what she does by visiting sixfigurebusiness.com.
Sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com.
Sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com. Thank you so much for that. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps a burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.